Again, if the Tony Awards have got you in the mood for some live theater this summer, there are plenty of options available in the KPR listening area. One of those options is Pippin, June 13th through the 16th, produced by Music Theater Kansas City. I'm joined by Carrie Danielson, Executive Director of MTKC, and her daughter Julie Danielson, Artistic Director of MTKC and the Musical Director of Pippin. A disclaimer up front, Pippin is my personal all-time favorite musical. I've owned the sheet music and soundtrack since I was about 17 years old and have seen it performed probably 5 or 6 times, everywhere from the Broadway revival to the Lawrence Arts Center, so I have a special fondness for Pippin. But having said that, Julie, why did you choose to put on Pippin?
This is a show I've always dreamed about doing, but when I saw the revival on Broadway that they did in 2013, I wanted to wait until that version was released because I was really inspired by the new orchestrations and the new vocal arrangements and had the added, you know, acrobat and circus elements, and it was just a really fun, new, updated version. So I waited until that one got released, which was just this year, and I just knew that that was the right time to do it, and the director I wanted was available, and the people we wanted for the leads were available, and it just all the stars aligned, so we knew it was the right time to do it.
If you're not familiar with the musical Pippin, you might still be familiar with that name. Pippin was the son of Charlemagne, King Charles the Great, who ruled over the Holy Roman Empire in the 8th century, but the resemblance between the historical Pippin and the protagonist of this musical pretty much ends there. Give us a nutshell version of the plot.
I think it's kind of an Odyssey story. I think there's a lot of musicals that are like that. I think of Candide. I think of The Wizard of Oz.
Fantastics, yeah. For sure.
Where the character goes on an adventure. They kind of go through all these things to seek meaning in their life. And then at the end, they discover it was there all along in the simple day-to-day kind of thing. So it's Pippin seeking out meaning in his life, and he seeks it in many different ways and forms and places, and then he's confronted with that decision at the end of what's true and what's most important to him.
This production of Pippin has kind of an interesting twist for your organization. Carrie, tell me about that.
Well, I have been directing musicals since I founded Music Theater for Young People in Wichita in 1984, which then we moved to Kansas City in 1991, and it's been Music Theater Kansas City now. And so this is my 37th year or something of directing musicals, and when we decided to do Pippin, the director that we hired, Roy Leitner, who is a wonderful director, called me and said, I knew when I took the job that I only wanted one person to play Bertha the grandmother, and it will be you. And I said, no, thank you. Because honestly, in all of these years, I have never performed. I've only taught and directed, and the last thing I was in was at Lawrence High School, 1968, the production of Carousel, and I was in the chorus. I am not a performer, but he said, this part was written for you, and you really need to do it. So I told him I'd think about it, and then I called Julie, my daughter, who is also our music director, and I said, I need to come take a voice lesson from you, because I don't know if I can sing this at all. And I ended up working with her for about a month, and I took about 5 lessons, and lo and behold, I'm doing it.
And it's so cool because a lot of our cast, it's professional adults, but about 3/4 of them, I'm really proud to say, are alumni of our training program. And they've all come back to perform with us. And to see her surrounded by her old students sharing the stage, it's something just, I don't know, it's really cool. We like snapped a picture of rehearsal the other night and I put it on Facebook, and it just, everyone's going crazy over it because everyone looks so happy and she's just like living her best life with all these people surrounding her. It's really neat.
What are the particular challenges with putting on this show?
Well, Again, a lot of these people grew up in Kansas City, trained in Kansas City, but a lot of them are not in Kansas City anymore. And so we've brought a lot of people back home for this production. Keeping people in town for a long time is hard. So we had to compress the rehearsal schedule, compress the performance schedule to make it happen for everybody. So it's real tight. We are working really fast. And I think that's the hardest part, honestly. It's a lot of music and it's a ton of dancing. And if any of the listeners know much about Bob Fosse, and if you've been watching Fosse Verdon on FX, which is an incredible TV show, you learn that Bob Fosse is very particular about small things. He likes really tiny movements and specific areas of your body moving and everything else staying still. And that kind of choreography is really harder to teach than, oh, do these turns and do these leaps. And so that's taking extra time. Oh, no, your head has to bobble this way. And, you know, so I think just the details make it challenging, but it's an incredible cast. We are, from the first day, we were just excited and proud to have them together. And they are just an amazing unit, especially the ensemble. We've got 6 men, 6 women in the ensemble, and they're phenomenal.
Yeah, I will say that our training program is very unusual because we have trained all of our students now for years to do all of our shows in just 1 week. So we start on a Sunday. That's our very first rehearsal. And the following weekend, we go up with a full-scale musical. We go 12 hours a day. By the third day, we have learned an entire show, and then we have 3 days to polish, and then we perform.
It's memorized costumes, lights, sound.
Full choreography, yeah. Everything. And then you really kind of have to see it to believe it, because when you sit there, you figure that these people have been rehearsing for weeks, months, whatever, like a normal situation. But this is the way it's done in professional theater, and we wanted to train this way. So fortunately, a lot of these people that are in Pippin learned from our program, and they were ready to go when they got there. They knew exactly what they needed to do. I haven't heard anyone call for a line yet, you know, except for me. I had to call for a few lines. That was embarrassing.
Tell me where our listeners can find out more information about your organization and where to get tickets, that kind of thing.
Our website is mtkc.org, so just Music Theater Kansas City, those letters, mtkc.org. And our theater's located in Shawnee. We're really proud to be one of the only professional theaters on the Kansas side of Kansas City, which is why we're excited to be here at Kansas Public Radio.
We're excited to have
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So we are located inside of a movie theater, which is really cool. We partnered with B&B Movie Theaters at their Shawnee location. They were renovating. And they had 18 auditoriums, and we somehow, with smiles and angel wings, convinced them that 17 auditoriums would be plenty for them, that they could give one to us, and they did. So we created a live theater space inside the movie complex. So you go in, buy your ticket just like you're going to a movie. You can take popcorn and drinks in, and big comfy seats with legroom and cup holders. Free parking, and it's yeah. really great. But it's in Shawnee off of 435 in Midland, and our tickets are available on our website, mtkc.org, and they're also available on the B&B Theater's website and at the box office at the movie theater.